I was recently asked about Mozart's sons and whether or not they'd gone on to be musicians like Bach's sons. What I found was rather interesting, and though far from the Baroque, I decided to do a bonbon on the topic. When Mozart died, he left his wife Constanze with their two sons, Karl and Franz Xaver, who was only 4 months old. Both were given a musical education, but Karl was the less confident and seems to have applied himself less. Constanze wrote to him when he was 21 and asked him to remember that no son of Mozart should ever be mediocre, for this would only bring shame rather than honour. Karl eventually had a successful career as an official in the service of the Viceroy of Naples in Milan. His music was to remain a private pleasure. It was Franz Xaver who Constanze promoted. She even changed his name to Wolfgang Amadeus. He was taught by Haydn, Salieri, and Hummel, and he proved to be a talented pianist and composer. But the pressure to succeed was enormous, and Franz Xaver moved away from Vienna when he was 17 to teach in Galicia. Later he was to settle in Lemberg, now Lvov in the Ukraine. There he taught a talented pianist, Julia Baroni Cavalcobo. Her father was a government councillor, and her mother, Josephine, was 23 years younger than her husband, but only 3 years older than Franz Xaver. Josephine and the new piano teacher fell in love, and what ensued was quite unconventional. Franz Xaver moved in with the couple, and the illicit love affair was to dominate the rest of his life. After 20 years in Lvov, Franz Xaver moved to Vienna, and then Salzburg, where he died aged 53. Like his brother Karl, he had no children. His will was executed by Josephine, and she ensured that the following epitaph was etched on his tombstone. May the name of his father be his epitaph, as his veneration for him was the essence of his life. Franz Xaver seems to have been rather introverted and troubled by living in the shadow of the genius of his father. His compositions reflect the compositional style of his teacher, Hummel. Here's the third movement, Allegro Vivo, from the Grand Sonata in E Major for violin and piano by Franz Xaver Mozart. It's played by Anna Liswenska and Agnieszka Kolodzai.
Thank you.
was Allegro Vivo from the Grand Sonata in E Major by Franz Xaver Mozart. It was played by Anna Liswezka and Agnieszka Kolodzai. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FMR website, click on Podcasts, Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.